Blog Talk Radio.
God's love will rain.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? I want to welcome you into a special Saturday edition of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy, I'm your host, I'm your friend. We in the house on a beautiful Saturday morning here in Orlando, Florida. Hopefully you're having an amazing morning. Hopefully you are chilling, you relaxing, got your legs up, kicked back at a resort, or, you know, just sitting in the comfort of your home and just enjoying your family. Family is everything, you know what I mean? Who is your family? The ones that would do the will of the Lord. But if you got good family members in your house and they, you know, they letting the house be on a balance, like on a balance type deal, that's when you really riding it out. Want to welcome you again back to this edition of the Greg Shell Show. We got a, I don't even know what the show looks like today, but I know God knows, and it's going to be just what it's supposed to be. And we're just glad that you're here to hang out with us on this beautiful Saturday morning. With that being said, let me go ahead and bring on my co-host. She's an engineer as well. Here she is all the way out of Texas, none other than DJ Prayer. What's happening, DJ Prayer? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
You sound like that hefty, okay? You sound like that hefty, that commercial.
What's that commercial? How it go?
It's a hefty. You know about the bag that's real, you know, strong when you put all type of trash in it. It's hefty. You say happy.
Huh?
Hey, hold on, baby. James ain't called.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like Mr. Red Bull in the morning time. Yeehaw.
He just said, hold on a minute. Got out of Dodge for a second.
Huh?
I said he got out of Dodge for a minute here.
You know, that what a bull do. You get the bull away with some red, and he do that thing, and he going to stretch his feet. He going to stretch his feet out, and he coming at your behind. I'm scared of all kind of animals. I'm telling you, I'll eat prairie chickens. I love to eat them, but I don't like to be around. My grandma used to say, when I was in the country, you know, living in the country, grandma used to have them chickens, boy. Because I grew up, my grandma raised me in country in small town, Union Spring. And, boy, we had a whole yard of chickens. We had pigs and all that stuff. And, you know, people be saying, Greg, you did all of that, man. I ain't do it. They had it already before I got here. That's what I was brought into. That was my inheritance. You know, back in the day, they had, like, the gold. You know, they had, like, the money like they had now. They had gold, silver, and pigs, and livestock. Stuff like that. So if you had livestock, because out both deep freeze, we had a big old smokehouse out there in the back full of meat hanging all out the ceiling and all that stuff right there. We had two big old deep freezers full of, one was full of vegetables and this, and one was full of just meat. So, and then we had a refrigerator in front. So I don't know. They say we were wealthy. I didn't know. I was wealthy. We were shopping at some of the hottest stores in the city. And, you know, she had credit with the Caucasians. So I don't know. Because my granddaddy got killed in the Pearl Harbor War. So I want to give a shout out. You know, I know he's going on to my granddaddy. His name was Oscar Shell. He went down as a war hero in the Pearl Harbor War. And as a result of that, it left my grandma straight. Left her straight to take care of all her other siblings, her other children. Ain't that amazing, DJ Prayer? I got to do it. And she told me that I was her prized possession. And, you know, wow, you don't never know when you're being made. Ain't that amazing? I never really shared that story. That's going to go in the movie and in my new book that God told me to go ahead and do in 2024. It's going to be called I'm Still Standing with More Power Than Ever.
Amen.
Yep. So how you was raised on a farm too? Y'all had chickens and stuff like that, man. Man, they getting them chickens and wring their neck, man. The head go one way and the body still jumping up and down. Huh?
I was not raised on no farm.
I was
raised in the projects where the police hold you and let somebody stab you. You know, where they shoot.
Get out of here.
Oh, and now they're at the end of the street. You know, you little kid watching at the cafe and they got blood maskers everywhere all the time.
What?
There wasn't no role models in my neighborhood except for my mom and daddy.
Get out of here. So you grew up in the projects of what particular city?
Oh, that's too much information to get these folks. They got to pay for that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
They
got to
pay for that.
Well, you grew up in the project. We'll leave that alone. Ain't that wrong with it. I got you. I got you. See,
then
my dad, after
we grew up in the hood, he finally got a job at a chemical plant, Monsanto. Everybody's familiar with that place. And he worked in Sorbic. And then my mom got a job driving the school bus. So we were able to eat something other than syrup and bread, because every day we ate syrup and bread. And we didn't know any better. We didn't know it was meat out there. You know, we didn't know it was all different kinds of food. So we were happy with the syrup and the bread. And then one day they came home and brought some butter. And they put that butter in the syrup and the bread. So we felt like butter was a delicatessen. You know, oh, we got butter. And then my dad, we finally got some meat one day. He got a job at a grocery store first. And they had meat, and they opened the window, and they was throwing the packages of meat out the window so we could get the meat. And the window was way up high, and the packages, it was pork chops. And a big old family pack just piled up high with the saran wrap on it, and they dropped it down. I caught it. It flattened me to the ground. Plap, puppy power, you know. I was out of there, and I got up, and I got it, and we run it to the truck. You know, we had to get our clothes out of the Goodwill box. My mom would drop us in the Goodwill box, and we would go in there and just fumble in the dark for clothes. And you know, just throw the clothes out. If we tried to throw a toy out, she'd throw it back in. No toys. You got enough toys.
Oh.
But my Barbie doll legs don't bend.
Oh.
But, yeah, we experienced that. I guess that's why God blessed us to be able to know what it's like to have now.
Wow. So you say y'all ate syrup sandwiches every day.
Not no sandwich. Just syrup on a plate with one piece of bread.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
We ate at school.
Wow.
At school, we had lunch. But other than school, if we didn't go to school, syrup and bread, brother. You better go get you some syrup and bread.
Wow. Well, now you eating lobster tails and steak. That is just an amazing. So tell me this: have you written a book about your life? Because I mean, that is just. Let's go ahead and clap that up, man. From wow, that's wow. That's why when people were telling me about poverty, I never kind of like knew what that looked like. So tell me this: when you did get an opportunity to experience me, what was that like?
I was like, I didn't like pork chops. You know, I didn't want it. You know what I'm saying? That was like
the black man's steak.
Yeah, I didn't like
if you had a pork chop, you was like rich. Huh?
It was too gushy. Too soft and gushy, you know, so I would
gushy.
I would take mine and put it in my pocket and go give it to the dog, you know.
No.
Because if you didn't eat the food, you got a whooping. Yeah. If you didn't wash the dishes, you got a whooping.
So you got spanked a lot.
No. I got spanked one time that I can remember. Because I put a cup under the sink with a bunch of spoons in it. Because it was late. It wasn't 3 o'clock, but it was late. And I said, I'll wash those spoons in the morning. I'm going to put them in this cup because we washed all of those dishes. Then we went to bed about 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock. My mom came in there with that belt. Pow! All I got was one or two pops. Who put them cups? Everybody got a whooping. My sisters, my brothers.
Wow.
I was like, I did. Why? Because I was going to do them in the morning. You better go get them. You don't put no daddy's spoons in there.
Oh, wow.
We learned
that's a TV series all by itself.
And I almost got another whooping for not having no shoes on going outside. I was running down the road barefooted, and she came with a switch. And she said, didn't I tell y'all not to have no shoes on? So I was fast. And I just ran by real fast. You know, I broke the state record in high school running track.
Wow.
She couldn't catch me. But my sister, she, instead of her running, she just standing there, you know, letting her pop on her feet instead of running. I'm like, run, run. So,
wow.
I went and got my shoes on, and I came back out, and she looked at me, and she said, I said, I got my shoes on, Mama. See, I got my shoes on. And she said, all right. You know, because I had already cut my toe wide open and had to get stitches in it. So,
what?
You know, I could have learned from that. I jumped over a fence onto a Sprite bottle, and it slipped my big toe wide open down on the bottom. And,
wow.
You know,
man,
I
you had it.
To have shoes on. I thank my mama for them whoopings because I've been and got more cuts on my feet and stuff like that, you know. And now, you know, I thank her for the whoopings for washing dishes. I still hate washing dishes. I hire me a dishwasher in a minute.
Wow. So watch this. Let's go ahead and clap that up, man. That right there. I know this ain't a holiday Christmas story, but that's a DJ Prayer story, and y'all heard it exclusively here on the Greg Chill Show on this beautiful Saturday. You know what would be cool? Go ahead and clap that up, DJ Prayer. You know what I mean? People don't like to share their story. That's your story.
Oh, man. One
that's
day we'll share stories for the stories that... The stories where God showed me the visions and all that other stuff, the real stories, the truth.
Well, you know, we gonna get off into that. God put in my spirit, I think on Thursdays we can do on the Greg Shell Show Testimony Thursdays where we can have callers to call in. And if you wanted to call in and request a song or, you know, give us some feedback, right here on the Greg Shell Show as we go and grow in these upcoming days and in 2024 as our territories are being enlarged. You can reach us at 845-277-9242. That is our call-in number again, 845-277-9242. And, you know, you got to go in the screening room. We got to make sure you ain't talking about nothing stupid. From that, you know, if, you know, we'll put you on the line and let you talk about it. We do got pitch, where you can pitch your business. You can pitch your anniversary. You can pitch whatever. You know, you got 3 minutes to tell a little bit about who you are, your business and your brand. That's that $25 that we're going to be offering right now. And you can send it to our Cash App. That's $ the Greg Shell Show. Yeah, y'all heard it exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show.
We got a caller on the line, but before we bring a caller on the line, I wanted to just let you know that we have 93.52% callers in the United States. We have
callers
in Thailand, United Kingdom, Australia, and Nigeria.
Get out of here. Well, look at here. They say the great, God say the great share show is going to be on the move this season, and I just wanted to say publicly, it's all because of people behind the scenes, people like DJ Prayer, the Kirby Capone Productions, and all of the other ones, Brother Grace all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia, with Grace Saved Our Church, and Grace can save your church.
BigSavings.org.
That's my brother. Don't he have a way with words, DJ Brett?
Indeed.
Indeed. Now go. You said we got a fish on the line. Let's go ahead and see what kind of fish we got on the line right here on the Greg Shell Show on the Saturday edition.
All right. Caller from the 303. You have the floor.
Good morning. This is Elias of GLTE. How y'all doing today?
GLTE.
This is who?
My name is GLTE, or Elias. How are y'all doing today?
Hey, brother, what's happening? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. Go ahead and clap him up, DJ Brent.
Huh?
Go ahead and clap him up. We like to clap up our new guests. We like to make them feel special.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
So, first of all, what's happening, man? Welcome to the show. Happy Saturday. How you doing?
I'm
doing pretty well, and yourself?
DJ Press said happy Saturday, and I say happy Saturday as well.
Yeah, because you said happy yesterday. I mean, on Wednesday, you said happy, or one of those days you said happy. So happy.
Every time you say that, it sounds like you're saying happy.
GLTE. Oh my gosh.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, brother. First of all, I want to welcome you to the Greg Shell Show, and we are excited about our new season. And just tell us a little bit about who you are and your background.
Yes, sir. My name is GLTE, guys. I am from Denver, Colorado. I currently live in Houston, Texas. I've been out here for about 3 years. I know DJ Fresh. She's a really great person. She's the one who told me to hop on here. I make music. I'm an artist, and that's about all I can really tell you about myself right now.
And what's your name? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's DJ Prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R, because my name
DJ
means prayer.
Prayer.
Yeah, my name means prayer in Hebrew. So every time somebody says, "Let us have prayer," they call it my name. They don't even know it.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
I did that. Okay, DJ Prayer. My bad. Let me fix myself up.
Well, let's do this. First of all, man, you got a very. Where did you say you was out of?
I said I'm from Denver, Colorado.
Oh, you from Colorado, man? You out there with what they had them ice age them ice things out there.
Cold in Colorado. Colorado was beautiful. We went there for the snow. And, oh, my God, the snow on the mountaintops and the blue-looking mountains. They're not blue, but
yeah,
sometimes. It's beautiful in Colorado. I love Colorado.
Wow. So how was it growing up out
here? It was great. You know, I got to see a lot of mountains, a lot of different activities. There's a lot of outdoor activities out there. But the only bad thing I will say is I get cold very easily. So when it snows, I'm locked in the house. I'm not going to lie to you. That's not even a thing I like to play with. So, the snow, it does get cold. It does get cold.
Yeah. You know, I don't even know black people live out there in Colorado. That's just me. I'm sorry, y'all.
They say that, but I say you just got to go to the right places. If you go to the right places, you'll find them. They're not too hard to find. They be out and about.
So tell me this, do they have a hood in Colorado?
Yes, sir. Park here at the east side, High Point. Yes,
huh?
Sir. That's the ghetto, Park here at the 5 points. Yes, sir.
Well, I guess they got a hood everywhere, right, DJ Brett?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I bet them hoods in Nigeria, oh, my God, you see them grabbing machetes? They grab those machetes. Smack you like you a piece of meat. They don't care. That's why I'm kind of scared to go to Nigeria, even though I did my DNA and it says I'm Nigerian, and I would like to go there to visit, but seeing them niggas walk with them bare feet and that machete just changed my whole mind. Yeah.
That's why I stay in America. They be trying to get me to go to mother country. Huh?
Yeah, I seen two of them, two guys. Both of them had a machete. And just hitting each other like they not gonna bleed.
No.
Mm-mm.
One took off running, the other one from behind him dripping blood. I was like,
Hold on one second, DJ Prey. Hold on. Look like Rev. Hey, I'm down.
It's not time for him. He gotta come on. Reverend Dynamite, you got to come on your time. You can't be butting in on Greg's time. You just can't do it. What you got to do is wait until the segment of the show, Women of the Bible. That's when you come on. You and Esther Lee, Mother Esther Lee Willis.
You just trying to steal my phone. This is not for discussion, Reverend. This is not for discussion. Hey, man, Dynamite, what's happening? You can't do that, man. You gotta respect my DJ. She's my engineer. You cannot do that. And I have a special guest on the show. What made you come in like that? I know you happy about getting married and stuff. Huh?
We have to announce him. He can't just be barging in like that, coming in and just pushing buttons and getting on. He got to come on just like everybody else is announced. He can't just keep butting in like that.
That is correct. That is correct. I'm sorry, my brother, for, you know, Reverend Dynamite. He just, he got a pair of pants on today. He got on some dang on black pants with a big yellow stripe down the road like he a bro. Huh?
He's not matching. I don't care what he got on. He's not matching. And he do not smell like a soldier. My apologies. He doesn't smell
we
like
a soldier. We apologize for that. What? We apologize for that, brother. What's your name? CTG?
GLTE. You guys are perfect.
Let me write that down. Let me write that down. Because I don't like to mess up nobody's name. GLT.
Spacebar.
E. Okay, GLT. All right. Hey, so tell us a little bit about your music, man. I heard it's amazing.
Don't forget to eat. You forgot to eat, Greg.
Say it again?
You forgot the E.
Oh, don't forget the E. Okay, let me put an E
the
on it. So GL3E as in Edward?
No, not number three.
GLT.
G as in George, S as in Sam, T as in Tom?
Yeah,
no,
Gary,
sir. G as in George, L as in Lion, T as in Thomas, space bar, E as in Elias.
Okay, so GLT for GLT-E.
Yes, and you're not supposed to say lion. You're only supposed to say names, not animals.
Oh. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm with you. That's what they thought of.
I'm still learning as I, you know, I learn different stuff every day. And it's a pleasure to have you on the show, first of all. I'm glad that DJ Press saw something in you to be able to bring you on the lines with us today. And if you would, tell us a little bit about your music background. What type, you know, what makes your music different from any other artist that's out there today?
Okay. What makes my music different than any other artist? I'm not going to say I'm completely different from every other artist. You know, there's storytellers in this world. There's different people who have different versions of their stories. I try and put a story to every single song that I make. And then what really does make me different is I can hop on anything, rock, country, hip-hop, blues, R&B. It doesn't really matter. I'm going to sing, dance, do whatever I got to do to make sure the song sound good. Yeah, I got you. So yeah, I make every type of song. Right now, the song that DJ Prayer know is my country song. She really likes that one. It's called Colorado Country. I'm not really a country boy, but I enjoy making that country song. It's really, really fun. And then I got a couple of other really good songs, hip hop mainly, just telling stories about me meeting people, different situations that happened in my life. And just really trying to express myself and let people know my story and let people, you know who I am overall.
So watch this. DJ Prayer, do you have his music? Do you have it in the house with us today?
I have Colorado Country.
Well, let's do this. Let's make it – let's do an exclusive thing here on the Greg Shell Show today. Let's go ahead and introduce – let my brother introduce his own track right here exclusively on the Greg Shell Show. Go ahead and introduce your track, man. And the only thing we request of you is to just show love. Show love and you're reciprocated all the time. Go ahead and introduce your track right here. We're going to do a big exclusive right here on the Greg Shell Show. Go ahead.
All
Yes, sir. Well, my name is GLTE, and this is an exclusive look at Colorado Country. I really hope y'all enjoy it, and tell me what y'all think.
I was riding down the road, I was by myself, feeling like I'm all alone and I can't get help. But I really gotta know, can you come and save me? Cause I'm on the road, it's driving me crazy. But baby, I really gotta know, do you feel how I do? Cause the way you got me feeling, feelings keep on flowing, they flowing like the ocean. But here's the thing, won't you in my last name? And I know it's a lie, just hope you feel the same. Cause I'm riding down a dirt road. Yes, I'm riding down a dirt road. And when I'm by myself, then my heart, it feels so cold. I've been trying to hold on, but I'm not as strong. I've been riding down a dirt road for so damn long. Walking down this road, and I could really use some healing, but the world's so cold. Holding on to things that were precious, but all those things are lost. Thought the Lord just took away his blessings, but he really taught me how to do all the things I ever wanted to. Everything I ever seen, yeah, I know it's coming soon. And I thought I lost my way, then the Lord, he pulled me through. Jumped at first into a hole, did all that I felt I could. Cause I lost my way, feeling like my name is Alice and the world is Neverland. Take it day by day, finding my way in this world, doing all I fucking can.
Exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show, that is none other than GLT-E, and y'all got an exclusive ride with him exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. Hey, man, that's banging there, brother. Made me feel like I was in a saloon with my daggone toes up. It was cold outside. I was drinking me some hot cocoa or something. Y'all, let's clap that up. Let's clap that up, DJ Pratt. That's banging. I like it.
Thank you.
So, the beat, the melody, the message. What inspired you? Did you write that song, or is that something that someone wrote for you? You just performed. Did you write the song, or is that something that someone composed for you, and you just did the performance aspect?
No, sir. Actually, I was on the phone with my buddy, and I was just singing, and he was like, "Oh, you think you're a country boy?" And I was like, "I make a country song right now." He was like, "No, you won't." And then I ended up making that one.
Oh boy! So, what type of following you got? What type of traction you got with that?
As of right now, I really just got back into music. I took a little bit of a break when I started music when I was 13, took a little bit of a break, slowed down. Right now, my traction, my following isn't too big. It's not as heavy as I would like to, but it's picking up. People are starting to listen to my music. I'm starting to do a little bit more marketing, trying to get some videos done, doing stuff like this with DJ Prayer, talking to her all the time and trying to figure out some things the way get people to listen to it. And so, you know, the traction is slowly starting to pick up, but right now it's still a little slow.
Well, we definitely can help assist you with, getting you enlarged. Of course, it takes a seed. Put seed in the ground.
Absolutely.
And, you know, seed given to the sower. So is a man sow up, so
shall
he.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through. Will you please try your call again?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but I guess it was. Let's do this. Let's do a Greg Shell show moment along with DJ Prayer. I want to just do a prayer over you, brother, that God will enlarge you. And somebody ringing.
Oh no.
Who ringing?
I guess nobody now.
Oh, well,
I'm back. If y'all called, my call dropped.
That was you?
What?
DJ Prayer.
Me what?
Huh?
That was me what?
Is this DJ Prayer?
This is me.
Because you sound different. The phone was ringing and I was trying to do an exclusive, because the phone was ringing. I thought I had to hit a button or something the wrong way. But either
I couldn't hear you guys.
Huh?
I couldn't hear y'all at all.
You couldn't?
It knocked me off. So I had to call back. It wouldn't let me call back in.
Press 1 to hear.
See?
Since the pandemic,
all of this.
We're calling back into the live show. We are reconnecting you now.
See?
Oh. Well, you know this. You know when the enemy come, the enemy try to come in like the flood. And he try to storm up this morning. But at the end of the day, you got to know how to fly above your storm. Brother, let me tell you something. We would love to help assist you in getting your project to the next level. Of course, like we said, you know, put seed in the ground, and we definitely can help assist you in every area in terms of getting you some shows and all of that different stuff. Are you open for that?
Yes, sir. I would definitely be open to that. That sounds amazing, actually.
You open for that?
Absolutely. That sounds great.
Because the reason is
would contact me, and then everything will go smoothly.
That's the only thing you gotta do. You contact DJ Prayer, and she'll give you the rundown.
Oh,
you know, you just check out your checklist, and we're gonna because DJ Prayer have favor with us, and we have favor. And we will help grow your brand, you know, depending on you see.
That.
I gotta make sure he get what he worth.
That is. So everything, I want the world to know that's listening. You have to call in order to get any type of whatever with the Greg Shell Show. You would have to call DJ Prayer, you know, after hours off of the radio. And you can reach her at 832-613-4449. She handles all of that aspect. You can't call me direct and all that stuff, none of that. It don't pop off like that. We have to have things done decent and in order.
Absolutely.
So you have to go through her, and that's the way we get in. But I just wanted to pray over your brother. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this brother this morning being on the Greg Shell broadcast. We ask you to bless him and cover him, Lord God. And if there's anything that's unlike you that's in his way, that's hindering him from going to his next level, we plead the blood of Jesus against it. We ask you to let him go, grow, and go in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, that's an amazing track right there, boss. I think you ride with that. You can't go wrong. What you think, DJ Prayer?
Well, when I
want to keep your...
Huh?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. When I first heard the song, the first thing came to my mind was the movie Dirt Road Cowboy that we're writing.
Oh, wow.
And then he's singing about riding down dirt road for too damn long. So I'm like, okay, if that song wasn't made for this movie, I don't know what it was made for. I love it.
So you already know game, brother. You are already in the shuffle. This ain't no Hollywood shuffle here. This is Hollywood. Hollywood.
We're gonna have to put that with the Black Girl too.
Yeah, I like it. I know he got a versatile sound, so we definitely let's talk off of the airways and see, you know, once you come up with something, DJ Prayer, and see how it can, you know, make him a package that will customize him a package that'll fit his situation. If you would, I'm gonna go ahead, stay on the line with us, G. I'm gonna play a song off my CD. It's called Praise and Worship. Let's do Thank You. I want to do Thank You, Kerr, DJ Prayer. Do Thank You. I want to just thank the Lord for this amazing platform to be able to showcase and highlight amazing talent like GLT-E. And we can highlight you right here on this Saturday edition of The Greg Shale Show. We'll be right back. This is my new track called Thank You. And you all hear it first on The Greg Shale Show.
We play, I would like to play an instrumental after that and have you and GTL, GLT, do a freestyle.
Huh?
I want y'all to freestyle this video, Blake.
Oh.
Did I play with y'all?
I ain't scared. You put me on the spot, DJ Prayer. I'm not afraid.
Okay, well. You got time, I'm gonna go ahead on and play Thank You. Here we go.
God, you've been so good to me. Even when my enemy was all around, you kept your loving hands of protection upon me. Wrong in this life, but by your grace, I'm here, and you know what?
I just want to
I do.
You.
to learn my name. See, I didn't worry.
Yo, Kurt, hey, DJ Pratt, what do you think about that track there? That track 11 years old. That's my little son, G.
I heard y'all most like Kurt. But anyway, well, it's a nice track. I love it.
You like Thank You?
I do.
Oh, you like
it? I do. It's a really good track. It's a great track.
What? That's my love song to Jesus. You know, I couldn't give him that. Nothing had nothing but me. So I gave him all of me, and he gave me all of him. And he'll give himself to all of you if you will allow him to. If you get out of the way. A lot of times we be in the way when God be trying to do things. I never forget Kirby Capone told me when I was out there in Houston. She told me, just move, just stop. I don't ask for stuff. It just comes. I just think about it. And then hate me falling all in the road and all that stuff like that. So I had to learn to get out of the way. And so sometimes you can be your own hindrance. So some things God has to give you through patience. Some things he has to give you through tests. Because you have to go through the test to get, you have to go through tests in life. And your test might not be my test. My test might not be your test. But we all go through challenges and it's just like lifting weights. You know what I mean? When you lift weights and your muscles get sore so that they can grow. And that's what God be doing with us. He be taking us through your testing periods. And most people don't even get an opportunity to complete their test because they be dead because they allow the wages of sin to creep in. And some people don't die from the wages of sin. Some people just die because God's called them home. So at the end of the day, stop trying to figure it out. Just give it all to God and he will direct your path. If you believe with mustard seed faith. This is not a religious show. This is a relationship show. You're going to hear all different types of stuff on here. And like I was sharing, on previous days, if you don't like what's being said or told, just simply turn your radio to somewhere else. It's simple. It ain't no big, long, drawn-out story. DJ Pratt.
Yep, I got that track ready.
You got the track ready. Now, what did you say I'm about to do?
Freestyle.
I don't know how to freestyle.
Just freestyle. You just sing what comes to your mouth.
So what are you gonna do? You're gonna play his track, the one that we just got finished airing on the platform. And
nope.
You just gonna play the instrumental.
Nope.
What?
I'm playing a track from Slack Tracks that I wanna get Jeter Jones on. But I don't know what to put on it. I really don't. So
you're going to play a track. You're going to play a track, and you want me and this brother on the line to get in with it.
Yeah, get down.
What type of music is it?
Well, you have to see when I play it, right?
Well, let's go ahead and do it. Hey, y'all getting ready to get something that I don't even know what's getting ready to happen. Right here on the Greg Shell Show, we getting ready to freestyle right here on the Greg Shell Show. Let's get it in. Go ahead. I'm not afraid. You afraid?
I'm not afraid.
All right, give me time to breathe, because that right there, I ain't had that. That's something totally new right there.
That's
Let's
funky.
Do it again. You ready,
That's a little
G?
Funky. I'm ready. Let's do it.
You ready? I tell you what, you go first, and then I'm gonna come after you.
All right, cool. That sounds good to me.
You ready? Let's do the countdown. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's get it.
Give me a second, let me catch it. I'm here with DJ Greg, I'm here with DJ Greg. You know, we always ball on, balling for the Lakers. I don't know what you always title to play. Everybody know what I'm freaking saying. I just want to pray to God every single day, man, because he bless me every day and every day, man. I don't really care what y'all got to say, but I'm going to pray to God every single day. I got to pray, Rod. Oh, wait.
Wait a minute. Go ahead. That was banging up. Let's do it again. Wait a minute. I woke up this morning. Wait a minute. Here it comes. Wait. DJ Prell, that. Wait a minute. It's that. Start it over, DJ Prell. All right, y'all. We just trying to get it. Ready?
Just had to catch it.
Okay, here we go. Start it over. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's get it. This
right,
is an exclusive on the Greg Shell Show.
We're going to take you way back.
It's a little funky beat. I like this one. Yeah, I'm here with DJ Greg. I'm here with DJ Prayer. You know, we going through our things falling like the Lakers. Everybody hating, but we really got to say it. We praying to God because he's guiding our way, man. He's guiding our way every single freaking day. Everybody want to play with us, wait. But you can't play with God, okay, because he's going to do his thing every single day. He gets to earth and says, ooh, I messed up. Ooh, I lost it again.
No,
hey,
no. You didn't mess up. Watch this. Saturday morning. All of the things that was on my mind, didn't know what to do. Got down on my knees and it pulled me through. Ooh. What are you doing? It's a great day of pride. Wait a minute. Great day of pride. Woo! Wait a minute.
You know,
somebody's stepping right now. Huh?
You know God is putting through. That's one of them. This ain't nothing like the whole in the wild. Yeah. You know.
Oh! I know you're drinking your whiskey, drinking your wine, getting ready for Christmas, getting ready to shine. I got G2L, GLTLE. We part on the Greg Shell Show. So part with me. Come do it. Y'all heard it right here. DJ Brad Party. On a Saturday morning.
I definitely decided it's time for me to write this. 21 years on this earth, the whole time I was lying. Got to back and forth between different personalities. Always putting on this mask. I just like it's only ease. Abandoning all my friends. Disappearing. Wouldn't hear it.
Ooh.
I mean, we lose you always there. We
ooh,
lost
yeah.
Alive didn't see nothing yet. I ain't been the same since 2013. I lost a piece of my heart and let go of the pain. I ain't come here just to be complaining. I want to tell you all these things start to change. I prayed to God and he told me to be patient. All my visions are coming true and I told him waiting. Cause oh God, I've been watching the rain come down. I ain't think I would make it out. All the time I screamed and cried. You see me praying out and now I found myself. Come and wash all away my sins. It's time for me to feel my purpose. Following you and it's all worth it. Cause I can't see the rain and I can't see the pain of yesterday. And it's all going away. But I pray to you every single day, okay.
Merry, merry, merry Christmas.
It's a Holy Ghost party. Come party with me.
Oh! Oh, yeah, we probably can do something with that.
Sing, Elias.
Huh?
I want you to sing on it. Let me hear
you,
sing.
Me to sing on it.
Hey, sing your country song.
Let's say,
oh.
Yeah.
Hey, let's clap that up right there, boy. That was an on-the-spot situation right there. Awfully sick. Who does that on the radio, boy? The Greg Shell Show with DJ Prep and GLT-E exclusively.
I seen Gita Jones singing in church. And I've been wanting to get him on the track with church song, a spiritual song. That song right there. But I still ain't got the hook yet.
Oh. So what?
Let me hop on that track with your DJ Prayer.
You gonna sing?
I'll sing a little song.
Okay, here we go.
Wait, not right now with this.
Oh, I don't even know what to say.
That be eight.
Yeah, I got
It's Saturday morning and that beat is in her head and she got it going on. Go ahead and get your bowl of frosted flakes. Wait a minute. I like that. That thing's like, don't. You know one thing about them beats in the country, boy, you're going to have all of them have the same beat, but they have a different lyrical situation. But that bad, that. DJ Prayer, you were trying to show me how to do a dance or something. We got to create some type of slide. We need to do a slide. Cause, brother, if you ain't know, we got a gang of new TV shows getting ready to debut in 2024. So we're looking for content providers as well. We're going to be casting for new movies, TV shows, and all that stuff in 2024 on the TGS Network. That's the God Station, the Believers Network, and also on East Coast, West Coast TV. Where you can visit us online at eastcoastwestcoast.live. We got the new movie coming out, In the Pastor's Study. It's coming to a theater or a city near you, the movie, the stage play, the TV series, and the book. If you would like to become a proud sponsor and advertiser of that, you definitely want to call us at 832-613-4449. You are hearing it right here on the Greg Shell Show. We're brought to you today on behalf of ExploreResorts.com for all of your vacation needs. We partner with ExploreResorts.com. You can visit them online and just compare prices. We got a 5-day, 4-night stay here in Orlando or Daytona for the low price of $700. That's going to include 10 commercial advertisements on our radio platform as well. We also have an all-inclusive vacation where you can go to Cancun. You can go on an Eastern or Western Caribbean cruise. You can go to Cayman Islands. You can go to Sandals, a whole bunch of stuff. But it's all-inclusive, includes your alcohol. It also includes your travel from the airport and, from the airport and back to your resort for the low price of $1,000. So we're excited about some things. We're going to be giving away door prizes and all that stuff in later on in the show as we go and grow together right here on the Greg Shell Show. What do you think about the Greg Shell Show, G?
I like it. I like it a lot. We're going to have to definitely do this a lot more.
Oh, we do this 5 days a week. Actually, DJ Prayer wanted to come on today. And so this is sick day. We might do tomorrow, too. Who knows? What do you think, DJ Prey? Because she's been trying to get me to speak. DJ?
Yeah.
On the ones and the
twos.
What up?
Well,
how y'all enjoying this Saturday? What y'all going to do today, huh?
We were supposed to have Women of the Bible with Pastor Lula May. Mother Essie. And
Mother Essie?
Reverend Dynamite.
She in that. Yes, it was in that cooking breakfast for her mom.
Uh-huh.
How's she cooking breakfast for her mom? She is older than her mama. I don't know.
Remember,
we
were
going
to give 2 minutes to talk about a woman of the Bible.
She probably started that Monday. You want to have Pastor Lula May to come in and talk on it?
We're supposed to do it today. That's why we said today, because we don't normally work on Saturdays.
Oh, well, what her name is?
Essie, I think. She over there with you. I don't want to get her name wrong.
I don't even know her name.
Essie Lee. She over there. She over there with you, Essie. What her name is?
Essie Lee.
Is it Essie Lee?
She said no. I guess you don't want to come on today. She said no. So I will leave that at that.
Okay, well, if she says she's not coming on, is Reverend Dynamite coming on today with it?
Let me see Reverend Dynamite.
Do he have his women of the Bible ready? Woman of the Bible. He said
Dynamite
only
talking
one.
About his wife. He talking about his new wife.
Okay. Well, Pastor Lula May, she is here, and she is ready.
Well, go ahead and bring on Pastor Lula May here on the Greg Shell Show. Y'all, this is a special edition of the Greg Shell Show where they're going to be talking about. DJ Craig, what did you say they're going to be talking about?
Women of the Bible.
They're going to be talking about the women of the Bible. Okay. All right. Well, Pastor Lula May, first of all, welcome to the Greg Shell Show. Happy Saturday, and welcome, welcome, welcome.
Happy Saturday to you, and it's a blessing in the name of the Lord to be here once again as God's humble servant. I was asked to come on today and speak about a woman of the Bible. There's many women in the Bible. I believe it's about 20 women in the Bible that's listed in the Bible. But my choice would have to be Mary of Nazareth.
Oh.
As the mother of Jesus, Mary's all-important role in the Bible goes without saying. You know, after all, she was the one who gave birth to the world's Savior when she was... The teen. Just as the angel Gabriel said she would. Now, when Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a city in Galilee. He sent the angel to a virgin who was engaged to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David's house. Now, the virgin's name was Mary. When the angel came to her, he said, "Rejoice, favored one. The Lord is with you." She was confused by those words, and she wondered what kind of greeting that might have been. The angel told her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God is honoring you. Look. You will receive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. He will rule over Jacob's house forever, and there will be no end to his kingdom." And you can find the blessings of the word of the Lord in the book of Luke, Chapter 1:26 and 33.
And thank you, Mr. Pastor Greg Shell, for having me on your platform. And I really appreciate you, and I love the Lord. Well, let's go ahead and clap that up, Pastor. That was the biggest love story in the world. Let's clap that up. Let's clap that up. That is the true essence of Christmas. Hallelujah. As we go into this Christmas festive holiday season, Pastor Little Mal, I just want to say thank you for really shedding some light on what Christmas was all about. And that was just such an amazing insertion. And I mean, just amazing. You know, I seen some videos of you, Pastor Little Mal. Man, you don't play. Hold on, Reverend. Hey, Reverend Dynamite, Reverend Dynamite, sharp, sharp, I'm in the house, I'm in the house, I'm in here, I'm in here now, boy, I'm so sharp, I didn't come home, so I'm coming, so I'm like, man, why am I thinking there so sharp like that, I don't know why am I thinking there sharp like that, I thought I come the other day, but anyway, boy, I had that big old announcement make yesterday, I was getting married, and I just heard Luther, man, I didn't want to put it up, hey, Luther, man, told me I wasn't going to ever get married, and boy, I got, I'm getting ready to get married, I got me a young Timber, too, I got me a Timber Roy. And Bobby Brown, you told his song, I got a Timber Roy, I got me one, boy, I'm telling you, she's like a flower on spring day, I'm telling you, and she gonna get my socks back fixed, too, because I can't buy no new socks. I need y'all to help me with my Cash App this morning, and Pastor Lula, man, if you listen, you can go ahead and help with my Cash App, too, and send me a wedding gift early, because, you know, I'm married to
7 years old. Just Pastor Lula, my granddaughter, the thug bee. And look here, don't ask my grandma for no money, though. You say you got your woman. Was she broke? You sitting up there, you ain't got no money yourself? You're asking this Pastor Lula May for money. She is 103 years old, though. And you sit up there asking
Devil
her for money? Gear. Really?
Devil wearing gear.
Really?
Devil wearing gear. Devil
you better
gear.
Ask your woman. And you ain't getting married, neither. I want to see the invitation and the church or the courthouse.
I got a 30-year-old. You just mad cold, won't you? You just mad cold, nobody won't marry
well,
you.
Well, you better
that's
wake up.
Is.
You better wake up and smell the coffee and stop asking my grandma for money. You won't hear from me.
I ain't asking her for no money. I told her to bring
you
it away.
You
I asked her for no
her
money. I won't. I just asked her to give me a way of giving. I want her blessing because I'm getting ready to get married. And you deserve to get married when you've been on earth for a long, 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 long time. What wrong with me getting married?
Nobody's crazy.
And she already, I ain't even had to ask her.
Ain't
she asked
crazy.
Me. Ain't even had to ask her.
You.
She asked me. Huh?
I said, ain't nobody crazy enough to marry you, though.
She, I ain't even had to ask her. She asked me.
Never mind.
And she asked me about what kind of credit card I had. I told her a whole bunch of them. Which ones you want to use? You use any ones you want to use.
Yeah, I know the guy that you're talking about, the one that wears wigs. I know him, but I guess he's identifying as a girl now. So you got your guy, I mean your wife, your woman, your trans.
Oh, this is not. Now I know one of them. Now, you do not do that, Reverend Dynamite, like that. Mm-mm. No.
She ain't even no transgender yet. She's still a man.
This is a woman. This is a whole full blown
woman. And you know
woman.
What the Bible says about homosexuality?
I know a woman when I see him. He ain't got no big old feet like no one.
I'm gonna get out of here before I cuss you out, dog. I'm gone. Remember my name, Thug
Hey, bitch. Hey, man, what y'all got going on? Hey, y'all, welcome back to the Greg Shell Show. Wow. What's going on? He crying? What's wrong with Dynamite this morning?
Yeah, they get a little wild on here, don't they?
Dang, you heard that, G. I apologize for that, man. He, wow.
All
of that on a Saturday.
Well, he always come on the phone asking Pastor Lula May for money. That's why she's so upset. And he's always talking about women and stuff like that. So, you know, they don't have any respect for him because he
yeah, because yesterday he came on the airways and all my listeners got off the phone.
You know what I'm saying? And
when he got on the phone just now,
we had a drop caller.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Boy, he's funny, man. That joke could be doing stuff, but he didn't pay for a lot of time, so I tell you. Let's go ahead and play a song. Let's play a song. I want to hear a song. Maxwell, I want to hear Woman's Work. Y'all in the first right here on the Greg Kell Show on the Saturday edition. Hopefully you're having a fantastic morning or a fantastic afternoon right now. And hopefully you're doing some great things in the day. Me and DJ Pro, we're going to come back and we're going to have a quick, nice little conversation about something that God dropped in my spirit. And I want to see what y'all think about it. We'll be right back. Here's the sounds of Maxwell, A Woman's Worth. Y'all hearing it right here on the Greg Kell Show. We'll be right back.
Whether you're an alcoholic, out there on drugs, or whatever the situation may be, God can make a difference. Yeah.
I love great things that God has done for me. When the enemy said what I couldn't do, and how God still prevailed. I just want to encourage somebody out there today that has a vision or a dream. Don't give up. God says that you can do all things through Him who strengthens you. God, that's why I dedicate this whole album to you. I love you. I can't make it down here without you. And you know,
that's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my
welcome you back to the show. I ain't know I was going to get a trilogy of my music being played on the Greg Shell Show today. DJ Prayer, I'm telling you, man, what you thought?
What?
Yo.
You said
how you like them tracks? How you like them tracks?
Pretty good.
Well, they just from the heart, you know what I mean? We got about 5 more minutes left before the show. Wow, it's been a, man, time go by when you're moving around, huh? What you had got in the Greg Shell mood and just kept it going?
Well, I just seen it right there. I was curious what they sounded like. I'm always to hear them bad boys. Just say Greg Shell on there, so I needed to play them.
Oh, so you were curious. You were being not curious George, but curious DJ Prayer.
Yeah, like what is this about? I know it's about God, but what is he saying to God?
Oh, well, one thing about it, you know, when what's in you going to come out you, and just I love good music. I love good vibes. You can tell I had a different, you know, that album right there is 11 years old and God wouldn't let me put 7 tracks on there. Ain't that something?
Uh-huh.
I got to get one more back to you. It's called Have You Made a Change? But anyway, I want to when I come out there, I want to go ahead and start, because we shot the music video. I know you probably had it. We probably had to reshoot it because you had a whole bunch of stuff popping up. But I definitely want to go ahead and start making arrangements to shoot the video to God's Global Rain. Now, if an artist trying to get to the next level, what would be some words of encouragement that you would instill to them today? Keep on praising God. What else they got to do, though? If they're trying to make it, they're trying to get in this industry and don't really have the proper tools to do it, what would be some words you would get instilled to them today?
Ain't nothing else to do but praise God.
Oh.
He's going to send you what you need.
Yep.
You ain't
got to
go look for it.
Yeah, that is.
If it's meant for you, God's going to give it to you.
That's it. We want to go ahead and welcome G, you know, GLT, that was Dasha E, that was on the show with us today, showcasing and highlighting his new track. What was the name of that track? That's back.
Uh, Colorado country.
Colorado country. Boy, look at it. I'm telling you, I can see that video already. Walking out in the snow. I've never been to Colorado. I think I'm going to get me and my wife. We're going to go to Colorado. I know we got to go to New Jersey. We got a bunch of trips we got to take. December the 9th, y'all, we headed to Montgomery, Alabama, getting ready for the big situation out there, the live in-house TV taping of the Greg Shell Show. Really excited about it. I'm excited about a lot of things that God just got me on hush-hush about. But I'm really excited. And DJ Prayer, do you know it has become overwhelming now? Now that everything is, you know, I'm seeing all God's promises that he said come together. It's becoming overwhelming now. Like, it's really happening. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, let's do this. We're going to go ahead and close the show. You got, huh? You got any closing remarks as we close the show out?
Uh-huh. Keep on praising God.
Keep on praising God. And my closing remarks to you is, whatever giants that you're facing in your life, the giants were put there for a specific reason, and that was to hinder your progress. So when you see giants, I'm reminded of the story of Joshua and Caleb. They said, you know, everybody else, they ate them too big over there. We like little grasshoppers. And Joshua and Caleb. Huh? Say it again.
I'm listening.
Oh. Well, Joshua and Caleb came back and reported, we can take them with God on our side. So I want to encourage anyone that's listening right now, whatever giant is in your life, whatever it is, whatever circumstance that's hindering you, it hurt. It's very painful. I will say that. But God can definitely bring you through it. Hopefully you'll have an amazing day today. Don't let nobody steal your joy, your peace. And God be with you always. And Merry Christmas. Merry before Christmas to each and every listener today. We're going to leave you with this track here by Bishop Paul Morton, and it just simply says, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. We're closing out with that, and hopefully it'll touch your spirit and grow your mind and your heart in Jesus' name. Love you. See you tomorrow, God's willing. Peace.
The Bible says they will come in my name. They will prophesy in my name. They will heal in my name. And they will cast out demons in my name.
This is for the fake one.
All you fake pastors, all you fake elders.